Shanim Kalmoniot. Good morning, gentlemen. Mo'adim Simha. Rabotai, as a follow-up to yesterday's halacha, where basically we went over what could be eaten outside the sukkah and what needs to be inside the sukkah. And we said that if it, anything that is from the five species of grains that is mezonot to hamotzi has to be eaten inside the sukkah. If there is more than kabetza, anything under kabetza could be eaten outside the sukkah. Now, somebody asked me a follow-up question and said that one day we learned a big chidush. There's a whole sugya in Masechet Berachot. There's two places, but the main sugya is in Daf Memchet, where the sugya discusses that there are instances where you could have a mezonot or a mosi that is tafel, that is secondary to the food, in which case you wouldn't say the beracha. The Gemara says somebody who eats a very salty fish and wants to eat some bread, you know, just to release the pain that is, to relieve the pain that is in the throat because of the salt, the person does not say amosi, because in this case the bread is just coming as secondary to the fish, and therefore you don't say beracha amosi. The poskim discuss the following scenario. If somebody is eating ice cream and, as an example, the ice cream sandwich, you know, the between the two cookies, two layers of cookies. If the person is honest enough and says that really the main intention is the ice cream, it's not the cookie, meaning you're not hungry, you're not doing it for hunger, although it is going to satisfy the person, satiate the person, the beracha would be shehakol, because the ikar in this case is the ice cream. You're doing it for the ice cream. You could take it to the next level also. It's the same thing with an ice cream in a cone. If the cone is not, you're not eating the cone because you're hungry, you're eating the cone because the ice cream tastes better with the cone, right? I mean, it's not, there's no machloket on this, that the ice cream tastes better with the cone. So the cone is coming to enhance the ice cream experience. So the chidush is, in this case, you say shakol, you don't say mezonot, because it's not, doesn't have an identity, it's just coming as a condiment to the ice cream. So this person asked me the question, and he's saying, can you eat an ice cream with the cone outside the sukkah? I'm going to have five ice creams. I'm not hungry, but I want to eat the cone with the ice cream. I'm going to have more than kabetza, so it's going to be outside the sukkah. Can I do it or not? It's a good question, no? I said, yes, you could. Why? If the cookie is coming as an accompaniment to the ice cream, to the point that you don't say beracha on it at all, it's coming mamash to enhance the ice cream, then it's completely tafel, it's completely batel to the ice cream. Then the halacha would be that you don't have a problem eating this outside the sukkah, because it's not a meal at all. You don't say beracha on this mezonot at all, you're just saying shakol. It would be the same thing if, let's say, you say kiddush on Shabbat, you say kiddush, and you need to have a mezonot for the kiddush to work. So you're eating the ice cream, but you say shakol because it's the ice cream. Is that considered seuda? No, it's not, because it's batel today. If it's batel, you got, once it's one thing, it's one thing. If it's batel to the ice cream, then it's part of the ice cream. It's not, doesn't have any, it's not mezonot, it's not a cookie anymore. It's nothing. It's giving taste to your ice cream. Same thing with the cheesecake. If you don't care about the cake, you want the cheese, it's just coming to give taste to the cheese part, or the cheesy part of the cheesecake. Therefore, you don't say beracha. In that case, it doesn't come with any aspect of it that would be mezonot, and therefore, it would be mutar to eat this outside the sukkah.